This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Michelle's Pharmacy has lift chairs from Golden Technologies. With six series and dozens of models to choose from, you'll find the right combination of size, weight capacity, options, and accessories for you. Every Golden lift chair is handcrafted, backed by the industry's best warranty, and provides the smoothest, quietest, and most secure lifting system. Get yours today at Michelle's Pharmacy. They're on sale this month. $50 off, and Michelle's will bill Medicare for you. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Hi, this is Alan Kasten, Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader, representative for District 14. Have you ever noticed the bright orange reflective triangle on the back of all farm equipment? It's called a slow-moving vehicle emblem, or SMV emblem, and it is there for safety. If you're concerned about rural safety, join and support Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means safety.
10 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. First of all, an electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. July wheat now trading at 689.5, down a quarter. September wheat trading at 698.5, down a half. July corn trading at 653, up 3. September corn trading at 576.5, down 3/4. July soybeans trading at 15.20 1/4, up 8 1/2. August beans trading at 14.42 1/4, now 14.42 3/4, up 7. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, Chicago wheat ended the day for July at 689 3/4, down 6 1/2. September wheat ended at 699, down 5 3/4. December wheat ended at 713 3/4, down 5 1/2. July corn yesterday ended the day at 650, down 16 1/4. September corn ended at 577 1/4, down 14 1/4. December corn ended at 546, down 12 1/2. July soybeans yesterday ended at 1511 3/4, down 16 1/2. August beans ended at 1435 3/4, down 20 1/2. September beans ended at 1356 1/2, down 17 1/2. July soybean meal yesterday ended at 448.30, down 42. August meal 423.50, down 77. September meal 408.30, down 54. July soybean oil yesterday ended at 48.07, down 46. August oil 48.08, down 47. September oil ended at 47.95, down 45. July oats yesterday ended the day at 410, that was up 2 1/2. September oats ended at 395, up 6. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is John Ray with Monday afternoon's Grain Report. Illinois country grain prices were lower late Monday afternoon. Improved weather conditions, along with chart selling and profit-taking at the Board of Trade, combined to drive grain prices lower. Traders were also expecting an increase in Wednesday's USDA supply and demand report. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 8 to 15 cents lower at 678 to 696. Soybeans are 13 to 15 cents lower at 1497 to 1517. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 14 to 16 cents lower at 672 to 690. Soybeans are down 14 to 16 cents at 1530 to 1547. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 14 to 16 cents lower at 676 to 698. Soybeans were mostly 16 cents lower at 1525 to 1560. Wheat was down 5 to 6 cents at 670 to 694. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were down 16 to 26 cents at 1550 to 1567. The basis was down 9 cents to unchanged at 39 to 55 cents over the July. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered $4.20 lower per ton at 480.30 to 490.30, with the basis levels unchanged at 32 to 42 over the July. Illinois corn processor bids were down 16 cents at 690 to $7, with the basis unchanged at 40 to 50 over July futures. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted air producer corn market 15 to 16 cents lower at 695 to 707, with the basis levels unchanged to a penny higher at 45 to 57 cents over July. Soybean bids are down 11 to 17 cents at 1532 to 1539, with the basis levels unchanged to 5 cents stronger at 21 to 27 over. Wheat prices were down 6.5 cents at 687 to 695, with the basis levels unchanged at minus 2 to plus 5 over the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed air producer corn market 16 cents lower at 695 to 713. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 16 to 17 cents, with quotations at 1540 to 1549. Soft wheat's down 7 cents at 708 to 709. Milo was down 16 cents at 669 to 670. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop delivery shell corn was quoted at 512 to 520. New crop delivery soybeans at 1280 to 1299. In central Illinois, new crop delivery shell corn bids were quoted at 516 up to 530. New crop soybean bids range from 1289 to 1307. In the southern part of the state, new crop shell corn bids were quoted in a range of 520 to 532. New crop soybean bids range from 1292 to 1312. This is John Ray reporting.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. June hogs ended the day at $99.20, up $1.07. July hogs ended at $97.90, up $1.70. August hogs ended at $95.95, up $0.77. June cattle ended the day at $119.20, down $0.92. August cattle $118.42, down $0.80. October cattle $121.87, down $0.72. August feeder cattle yesterday ended at 143.42, down 20. September feeders 145.55, down a quarter. And October feeders 147.40, down 27. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 46 cents lower, in a range of 90 to 96.50, with a weighted average carcass price of 93.84. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $1 to $3 higher, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 45 to 50. 4 to 5 weights traded at 47 to 53, 5 to 550 at 51 to 54, and over 550 pounds at 52 to 56. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand and offerings ranging from 65 to 69. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 11,335 head. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $124. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 278 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $97.92, which was $1.41 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $203.16, which was $1.59 higher, with select carcasses at $183.44, which was 7 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000, compared to 124,000 for last week and 129,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 391,000, compared to 402,000 last week and 389,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 154.5 unchanged; for block cheese, 175.25 up a half; for barrel cheese, 176 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Monday, 1811. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, $6.95. And for July, $6.95. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $6.87. And for July, $6.87. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $15.25. And for July, $15.14. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.76. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again: corn at Greenfield, $6.95. Corn at Scottville, $6.87. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $15.25. Wheat at Scottville, $6.76. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment. They deliver what others promise.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own: FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across Mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies, warmer, the high about 90, and light south winds. Tonight, partly cloudy and warmer, low temperatures in the low 70s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, high temperatures in the low 90s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday: partly cloudy skies and cooler, a chance of a shower Saturday night, low temperatures in the upper 60s, high temperatures in the low 80s. Right now, light southwest winds, the barometric pressure rising, and our temperature 58 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by Wright Automotive on Routes 127 and 185 in Hillsboro, by Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
Contact fertilizer manager Greg Simmons or Paul Liederbrand at CHS Service Center in Louder today.
Hello, this is Jan Thiessen from Quality Engine Machine Shop, Litchfield, Illinois. I'm here to let you know about the services we offer here at our facility. Complete engine block service, cast iron and aluminum heads, crack detection, crankshaft grinding, connecting rods, flywheels, engine disassembly and assembly. With 35 years of engine rebuilding experience, let me put my knowledge to work for you. You may also take your work to any of your local McKay Napa Auto Parts stores and have it brought to us at no extra charge to you. Call me at 217-851-8255. 2208.
Asgrow soybeans have hung in there strong year after year. Whether you are switching corn acres to soybeans or just haven't ordered your soybean seed yet, consider Asgrow on your farm this season.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 4232.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
Local Southern Illinois farmers plant Asgrow soybeans.
Contact your local Asgrow dealer today.
First of all, in our farm news this morning, the Senate approved the farm bill with a vote of 66 to 27 Monday evening. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow and other senators then put the pressure on the House to get a farm bill passed. Ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee Thad Cochran said the legislation approved by the Senate will provide farmers in all regions of the country with a robust and workable safety net while also reducing the cost of the programs authorized by current law by $24 billion. He noted the bill will also encourage and reward protection of water, soil, and forestry resources. Senator Stabenow thanked Cochran for his leadership and commitment to bipartisan partnership and her Senate colleagues for voting on behalf of the 16 million American jobs that rely on a robust, innovative agriculture sector. She said the bill proves that by working across party lines, Congress can save taxpayer money and create smart policies that lay the foundation for a stronger economy. Now that the Senate has approved its version of the farm bill, the House will have to pass its version so the two pieces of legislation can be merged in a conference committee and presented for the president's consideration. House Speaker John Boehner confirmed Monday that he expects the farm bill to come to the House floor this month. House Agriculture Committee ranking member Colin Peterson even expressed optimism that the House would be able to consider the farm bill next week, thanks to the strong bipartisan support in the Senate. If everything stays on track, Congressman Peterson believes Congress could get a bill to the president before the August recess. And the House Appropriations Committee will mark up the fiscal year Ag Appropriations Bill Thursday. That markup is slated to begin at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Later this month, a meeting of the Farmers and Ranchers Alliance will be held. Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau Radio Network talked to one of the participants, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier with the RFD Radio Network, reporting agriculture news for WSMI. Lisa Lunds is a Nebraska soybean farmer. She will be a part of the Food Dialogues meeting coming up later in the month of June, sponsored by the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance.
Lisa is a Nebraska farmer with her husband and an active part of USFRA. Lisa, that sounds like a lot to do.
Something that I've really enjoyed doing, because the mission of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance is to build trust in today's food production system by serving as a voice of farmers and ranchers. And I really believe that that voice has been missing for the last several years. As farmers and ranchers, we need to step up and give a voice to what we do and how we do things.
And it doesn't have to be complicated.
Yes, so you can share with anybody your story and talk about things that you do every day that we take for granted, but most producers don't understand. And you can also talk about continuous improvement and things that you're doing better now than you did, and how we strive to do things better to produce more with using less is, you know, one thing that we need to talk about.
The USFRA has conducted several food dialogues, and there's another opportunity coming up in Chicago in the month of June. Tell us about the opportunity.
Well, on June 19th, they're going to have another food dialogue, like you mentioned, at Kendall College in Chicago. And what they're going to talk about is transparency and food. And specifically, you know, what kind of information are consumers looking for, and how are they making those food purchasing decisions?
We were lucky enough to hear some of the conversations that took place at the first Chicago Food Dialogues for the spring of 2013. Fascinating information, because it's personal to both sides of the issue.
Definitely people on both sides of a lot of these issues. In April, they talked about biotechnology was kind of their topic at the bioconference. There's people passionate on both sides, but a lot of that passion is just just passion and not based on information or correct information, but some of it is on perception and, you know, a comment someone made. And so the purpose of these food dialogues is to start a conversation so people can talk to both sides of an issue and get those people together. As a producer, give your side, you know, as a customer and consumer, ask those questions and get those answers that you want to the questions that you have.
For our listeners that cannot be with you in Chicago, they can actually listen online.
Right. USFRA has a website. It's fooddialogues.com. And you can watch the food dialogue on that as it's happening. And you can also go back and watch segments of past food dialogues that have happened. They have a Facebook page where you can join in conversations and answer questions that people have. They have a food source web page that tackles a lot of the issues and talks about antibiotics, hormones, biotech, a lot of the issues, and it has some information. And so when people are Googling these, say they're Googling antibiotics, this food source is giving them an opportunity to bring up a page that doesn't have all the anti-messages, but has, you know, a different message on it.
Lisa Lunds with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance here on WSMI.
Thank you, Rita. Here's the cost of production report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and for that, we join Megan Rothy.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Illinois Production Cost Report for Thursday, June 6th. Anhydrous ammonia sold from $8.15 to $9.09 with an average price of $8.79.79, and that was down $9.67 compared to 2 weeks ago. Urea ranged from $4.55 to $5.60 with an average price of $5.15.70, down $15.08. Liquid nitrogen 28% spread ranged from $3.50 to $4.30 with an average of $3.92.24, up $1.24. Diammonium phosphate ranged from $5.55 to $6.40 with an average of $6.01.29, down 87 cents. Monammonium phosphate ranged from $5.95 to $6.60 with an average of $6.27.17, up 83. Potash ranged from $5.20 to $6.00 with an average of $5.71.53, up $2.47. And farm-delivered diesel fuel ranged from $3.22 to $3.60 with an average of $3.44, down 5 cents. That concludes our Illinois Production Cost Report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Our guest on the AM Live program Monday morning was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. We talked about the possibility of raising the Illinois speed limit to 70 miles per hour. He mentioned the roads affected.
Anywhere from about probably the 270 interchange, 55-270 interchange to the south, all the way to the Braidwood exit at the Will County line. That speed limit, if the governor signs a bill, would increase from 65 to 70. And that pretty much would put Illinois in line with most other states in the Midwest in terms of what the speed limit is.
And you're also included in that would probably be I-70 from that starting point you just mentioned east, probably to the Indiana line?
Yeah, I mean, I-70 all the way across would be, at that point where the I-55, 70, 270 interchange is, all the way to the state line would be 70.
At the 20, we call it.
Yep. It would also be... let's see, what else? I-64, same thing. I-64 actually from the, I think it kicks in just past the Route 4 interchange, all the way east, except around the Mount Vernon area. I think they're going to keep that down. But otherwise, mm-hmm. That would be uniform 70 also.
What about I-72?
I-72... be the whole thing. I mean, really, I don't know of any area on I-72 that would not be uniform 70. Maybe they drop it down a little bit around Champaign.
Or Springfield?
No, I don't think so. Not around Springfield. I think it's
well, you
all...
know, the reason I ask about I-72, because that is entirely contained in the state of Illinois. I thought that might make a difference.
No, it's on the interstate system, so they'll let it... it'll be 70 also. If it's built to interstate standards is what they're saying.
Okay.
So,
and I believe I-72 was.
Yeah. But that's what they're saying. You know, the one thing is that you know, we as an industry really didn't take a position on the bill. Our position has always been we want uniformity. They could drop it down to 60 if they wanted to, but make sure cars are 60 and trucks are 60. Same thing, 65 or 70. And the big thing is uniformity and speed, so you don't have all these crazy lane changes going on.
And the governor hasn't given any indication as to whether or not he will sign that measure, has
he? No, he hasn't. I would assume the governor could, if he wanted to, he could veto the bill. It wouldn't be the first time a governor has vetoed a speed limit increase in Illinois. If they held the vote, so I think that the General Assembly could override his veto because it got such overwhelming support, really got real strong support. You know, everyone drives, they say, you know, engineers will tell you that you set the speed limit on a piece of roadway that is followed by 85% of the people who are driving on that road. It's called the 85th percentile rule. And the 85th percentile rule tells you most people are going 70 miles an hour on 55 anyway or on the interstate. So, set it to that and you go that way. You go out west, you know, you got 80 mile an hour speed limits. You go down in Texas, you've got portions of highways in Texas that are 85. So wasn't too long ago, you also had the rule that said what was the speed limit on certain roads in Montana and Wyoming and places like that? They said reasonable and prudent.
Once again, that was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. And as we close on this Tuesday morning on WSMI, WSMI FM 106, I'd like to introduce to our listeners Angela Besch.
Yes, Besch.
Ms. Besch is going to be taking over for me as farm director pretty soon. Angela, welcome to WSMI Radio.
Thanks, Randy. It's good to be here.
Okay. I'm real glad to see you. tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in DeKalb, Illinois. My family raised Guernsey dairy cattle until 1999, and my dad and uncle, they farm corn and soybeans.
Okay, very good. And you'll be taking over shortly as farm director here at WSMI Radio once I get done showing you everything you need to know, which is, frankly, a never-ending process. But we'll do the best we can. So, Angela, thank you so much for your time, and we welcome you to WSMI Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's 6:35 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM, and as we close in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat now trading at 689 and a quarter, now 689 and a half, down a quarter. September wheat trading at 690 and a half, down a half. July corn trading at 652, up two. September corn trading at 576 and a half, down three quarter. July soybeans trading at 1519 and a half, up seven and three quarter. August beans trading at 1442 and a quarter. That's up 6.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by Seavers Equipment of Hemel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.